And the rage of the sedentary man will always want to terminate the poetic flight of the nomad. And the only education we can truly give is the one we personally give ourselves to others. And once we have established our own spiritual system, we no longer have to deal with the corrupting system of the bourgeoisie. And the only intelligence society can truly provide is to cheat our own nature. And if our soul persists somewhere, also our body will follow along. And the more we can represent space, the more we have to do so through time. And unlike our knowledge into the microcosmos, the more knowledge we try to accumulate about the macrocosmos, the more the later will expand. And even with the humans, the worst of parasites not only suck blood, but also leave their poison within. And while subsidies may in some circumstances allow the creation of great containers, they certainly hinder the creation of great content. And why not to go through a lot of nature in order to rediscover his own nature? And the more powerful is the artwork, the more good and evil forces are re-evoked. And any artificial facade is always there to hinder us to go in depth with any natural investigation. And literally any place that we can see to our human faculties will do for our spiritual investigation. And the main problem is not defining our field of interest, but sticking to it. And whether in the highest of peaks or in the lowest of flatlands, we'll be always left alone with our thoughts. And the very relations we have lost no longer needed for our survival that can be regained when thinking of our intellectual survival. And the modern poet is who is able to retrace out the old paths clear out by the superhighways. And so much is the space that could be exalted by shamans confined in their social cells. And now that our great ideas have shrank, also our resources have shrank, and we might not even able to realize them. And once we have identified our goal, our power lies in being able to constantly roll it out towards it. And the more straightforward is the connection between A and B, and the more impossible becomes the connection between C and D. And the greatest power of the greatest hero is to be patient in front of the great misfortunes falling upon him. And the vulgar folk, united in their ignorant indignation, will only lose its most precious leaders. And for the wiser man, vice may only be an habit he does not take pleasure on. And the most dreadful exploitation of power is always covered up and may only be disclosed for a counter-propaganda strategy. And the very first thing to do in order to root within ourselves is to talk of the challenge to do so. And once we are able to prophesize the paradigm in which we are living, we shall never be worried about our own personal destiny. And we ought to be radical, yet within a conception we have ourselves developed, and thus avoiding any kind of imported ideology. And if conservatives have been tossing around the same ball in the same manner, the neoconservatives are within the ball and are being tossed around. And the frugal man quickly consumes in order to be for a long time productive and to be determined to do something dictated by our own nature is noble, and to be determined to do something dictated by others is most stupid. And the challenge is to maintain a speed once we have used most of our energies to catch up. And our vanity is too great not to understand that we're asked to contribute to a greater vanity that one day will burst. And only with our feet on the ground we will be able to connect the pieces of a bigger chaos around us. And by constantly revarnishing the surface we will be kept too blind to see the rot from within. And it's only by leaving our creations to their own destiny that we can fulfill our destiny as creators. And we may use our energies to keep up the network that may one day help us, or use these energies to work ourselves. And the evolution of stupidity will always think in terms of commodities. And you can brag about your morality while it requires higher actions to actually impress folk. And the more virtuous is the message, the strongest is the opposition not to get it released. And the product of wisdom may be accidentally released, as in itself it has no expectations. And having fully lived a season, we gladly accept the next one, even though it could be our last one. And once modernity has been constructed in all its massiveness, all we are excited about is to cut through it. As any form of autonomy is labeled as a crazy outsider work, it is hinder a proper reading. And we fortify the earth around our property when we are so easily taken from the sky. And in some cases only a small elevation will completely elevate us from within. And we shouldn't feel responsible to change, but rather to implement any nature. And after much search, it is in most threatening circumstances that the Creator attempted to give birth to a new life. And in the war to establish itself, the establishment bring forward large empty constructions that any poetry can punctuate. And ultimately strength can be found searching the outside while searching the inside, and vice versa. And by being constant, we can bring forward any of our skills at any moment. And only by letting ourselves be scratched without any fear, we can dissolve any of our civic phobias. Pursuing our will, we realize the conservative corruption around us. Stretching it further, we will implode from within. And we ought to learn to manifest the self in any possible circumstances, particularly the ones close to us. And any spiritual manifestation should refrain the others from going astray. And the order imposed always come to decay with its very authority. And getting to know the truth always collides with getting to be exposed by those who do not wish to know it. And ultimately, confrontations are necessary in order for us to reflect about them being unnecessary forms of blind human pride. And any rage is kept within as a fermenting poison that ought to be removed to the last drop. And no worldly conflict is worth endangering the maturation of our soul.